Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the gospel of the day presents three parables which speak on the kingdom of God and an invitation to each one of us to discover its original value. First, the parable of the hidden treasure. The olden days had the practice of hiding one's treasure like jewelry or money in the field, especially in the context of wars or natural calamities or foreign invasions. Sometimes this hidden treasure remained unclaimed or forgotten and was discovered by some lucky persons. The parable describes one such person who discovered a treasure. According to the Palestinian laws of that time, the mere finding of a buried treasure did not entitle the finder to possess it unless he also owned the property in which it was found. The discoverer of our parable does the same, gives up everything for the matchless treasure. King Solomon gave up all offers of wealth, long life, or vengeance on enemies for the treasure of the wisdom of God. The Samaritan woman was lucky to meet the thirsty man by the well, and she discovered him to be the treasure of her life. The parable dares to offer ourselves totally for the sake of the discovery of the kingdom. Second, the parable of the one in search of pearls. Pearls were the most costliest and the most sought after. The trader of our parable is on a mission, a clear-cut mission to discover the fine pearls. He is single-minded in his search. He is focused on what he wants in his task. He has an amazing passion and a dedication to discover the best. Jacob of the Old Testament was resolute in receiving a pearl of blessing from the angel of God. Mary Magdalene was persevering in her search for the Lord, the pearl of her life. The parable dares us to be totally dedicated and zealous in our discovery of the kingdom. Third, the parable of the fishing net. This parable is an invitation to accept the hard and unpleasant realities in our life and to make the necessary changes and amendments. Not everything is goody-goody when it comes to spiritual life. Not all is well when we consider the life in the church. Not all is okay in our personal, family, or social life. We need to strive to cast away the unwanted elements and thus be willing to live a purified and sanctified life. The people of Nineveh gave up their sinful life to embrace a life in God Yahweh. Zacchaeus was boldly able to throw the unwanted aspects in his life after encountering Jesus. The parable dares us to cast away the unbecoming aspects of our life in our discovery of the kingdom. There is a story about treasure. Once, little Mary listened carefully in Sunday school while the teacher explained the parable of the treasure and pearl and gave a detailed description of eternal bliss in heaven. Teacher concluded her class asking the question, "All those who are ready to go to heaven, raise your hands, please." Every hand went up except one. "Why don't you want to go to heaven, Mary?" asked teacher. "Well," Mary replied, "my mom was baking apple pie when I left home." What is our treasure and where is our treasure? These three parables we listened in today's gospel reading, when applied to our personal spiritual life, would also give us the three key virtues that forms the basis of a true spirituality. First, renunciation. The parable of the hidden treasure is a call to renounce everything in order to possess the kingdom. Second, longing. The parable of the one in search of the pearls is a call to have an intense thirst and longing for Jesus and his kingdom. Third, humility. The parable of the fishing net is a call to humble ourselves and acknowledge our limitations and weaknesses so as to grow in perfection of the kingdom. Let us discover a true spirit of renunciation, a fervent heart of longing, a gentle mind of humility. Yes, a discovery can transform a life. King Solomon discovered the need to boldly choose the wisdom of God over all other things we heard in the first reading. Paul discovered a great trust in God's providence by saying, "All things in life happens for good." Second reading explains that. Let us ask ourselves, have we discovered God, the most important and matchless treasure of our life? Let us seek the Lord more fervently and deeply, immersing ourselves into the waters of repentance and new life. Discovering God as the supreme treasure of one's life, the greatest transformation one can ever have. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.